Do you ever get bent out of shape? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Do you ever get bent out of shape? This seems to be something that happens to all too many of us too easy. Statement is made, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. How flexible are you? How flexible am I? How do things approach us? How do we practice? You know, I've been talking a lot lately about being a practitioner. And many of my students are wonderful practitioners. They're very, very fantastic. They get things done. They know how to use the principle. They know how to use being a practitioner. Practitioner first heals himself of the thought of any problem in themselves or in others, and then they go out into the world and see others healed, whole, perfect, fantastic in every possible way. And of course, a practitioner does not really see a person healed. Now, that is one of our major points. A practitioner sees nothing to heal. Like Jesus said, what wouldst thou of me? I am the Christ. I can only see you perfect. And I see everything about you perfect. Every choice you made is a perfect choice. You made a perfect choice to have an unhappy life. You made a perfect choice to have a happy life. You made a perfect choice to be rich. You made a perfect choice to be poor. You made a perfect choice to be well. You made a perfect choice to be sick. Now, we get bent out of shape when people come along and say things like that. We get way bent out of shape because we feel that they are not considerate, that they're not caring, that they're not warm and understanding and human with us. And they're being a rather cold fish in looking at these things. And, of course, they are being a cold fish in looking at these things. And that's just what it's all about. When this is what the society is working on, too, today, very much. They say stress kills everybody. Truly, stress is the major cause of death because we're stressed out. Even accidents are caused generally by stress. There's a stress that's going on, and the stress is for the people in the car or the people driving the car who have the accident or any other accident that might take place or incident that might take place. It's all people getting bent out of shape. They're all upset. They're all tense, and they're not flowing freely, perfectly. Whenever I get in my car, I say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. And I say that several times. And then I say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. And the way is open before me. And as I drive along, it is so smooth, so easy. The way is open before me. Oh, once in a while, I get myself caught up and thinking of something else, and then next thing you know, I'm passing people, and I'm being concerned about that. And then I take a deep breath and relax and get myself back in balance. And I get out of that stress. I get out of that bent shape. And I get back into my harmonious attitude. And everything flows beautifully once again. It flowed beautifully before, but I let myself get out of shape. I let myself get out of balance. I let myself get away from who I really am. Now, as I was speaking about the practitioners, all of our students are practitioners, and all of our students train in being a practitioner. Practitioner who looks at the world and sees it all good and very good and proclaims such and is an living experience of that for everyone. Now, to do that means that you have to be balanced. To do that means you have to be peaceful with yourself, at peace. You have to be peace. To do that means you have to be a charming, delightful person who takes your own life in your own hands and says all is good and very good and means it. I have some students who are practitioners and they're very excellent. And then along comes a circumstance in their own life And when this circumstance comes along in their own life, ooh, they get bent out of shape and they get out of balance. And you say, you're a practitioner? You've been telling other people how to put their life into balance and harmony and be happy? And you let something like that bother you? Well, if you had that happen to you, you let it bother you. That's not a matter. If I have something like that happen to me, I let it bother me. You are a practitioner. You are a practitioner. You know the rules. You know the cause and you know the effect. You know what rules to put in motion. You know. You know that love begets love. Hate begets hate. Understanding begets understanding. And lack of understanding begets lack of understanding. Any situation in our life, whatever way we want that situation, that is the way it is in our life. Neither good nor bad. And if we change our mind, or if we have another attitude or another point of view or another desire that comes up in our life and it says, hey, I would prefer to have it this way. I would prefer to have us be happy friends rather than enemies. And you don't say rather than enemies. You say, I prefer to have us, I am a happy friend. I don't prefer it. I am a happy friend. And I have only happy friends around me. And all of those people who were unhappy with you somehow disappear, or their unhappiness drops the un and just stays with the happiness. That's not hard to do. But it starts with you. It starts with me. In my world, I am the practitioner, and I speak my word, and all is in divine order. Oh, there are testings that come along, and how am I going to handle them? How am I going to? I don't get what I think I'm putting into cause in motion for myself. What's my attitude? Am I unhappy with life and myself and the circumstance that didn't come my way? No. I persist in persisting. And it may take years for me to evolve out of certain things in my consciousness, and that's fine. But it's great. One of our dear friends, the mother was raising her child, and the child grew up to be a man, and then had some problems. And the problems took him to jail, and he was in prison. And he was very unhappy, and the things that took him to prison were not very nice. And nobody could forgive the boy. And then finally, I talked with the mother, and I said, forget it. Bless him. We'll take over from now. He'll be all right. He'll come through this just fine. And she took a deep breath and said, okay. But she didn't really mean it, because in her heart, she was continually thinking, what have I done? What have I done wrong? What have I done wrong? What have I done wrong that he went astray? And it's not what she did wrong. It's what happened to her. She put the cause in motion, and then she took her attention away from it, instead of always having the cause in motion, that he is a good boy. She is a good girl. They have good friends. All their world's in order. I have a very wonderful husband. I have a very wonderful wife. These are things you say constantly. I say every moment of my life, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I say all these lovely things. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And my goodness sakes, I feel good. I feel so good. And here I am, 25 years old, and I feel so good. And this is the way to be. Be a practitioner. Practitioner, as again the Lord said, he said, physician, heal thyself. Practitioner, heal thyself. And all of us are practitioners. And all of us need to heal ourselves. Heal ourselves of any feeling that we deserve anything good or bad. We don't deserve anything. We get it because we put the cause in motion. And what cause are you going to put in motion for yourself? What cause am I going to put in motion for myself? I'm going to put the cause in motion for myself, then I am whole and perfect. I am fantastic. All in my life is going just beautiful. I'm a wonderful being. I'm happy. I'm filled with life, love, peace, joy, harmony. I'm happy, happy, happy. Everything is going my way. And you see, that's all that matters, doesn't it? That's all that matters. Now, what is it that matters to you? What little area of your life are you going to be flexible in? Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. What area of your life are you going to be flexible in? What area of my life am I going to be flexible in? Well, as a teacher, I sometimes get the feeling that my students should behave a little better. And then I say to myself, let them be. Love them unconditionally. See them doing it all right. Oh, I, as a teacher, could go in and make it all right for every one of my students, and boing, they would have no problems. But then, when they left me, and they were going off into the world on their own and doing their own thing, they wouldn't have the courage, they wouldn't have the fortitude built up within them to take care of their circumstance for themselves. That's what schools are for. Schools are training grounds where we learn the things we want to learn. We learn the principles we want to learn. We want to learn the talents, develop the talents we want to develop. It's school. School is not a place where the teacher does it. A school is a place where the student does it. And that's why teachers very often make very poor people in following the practice of what they teach. Because they're always on the talking about it, talking about it, talking about it. And really, we don't want to just talk about it. We want to do it. We want to do it in every way. And we want to be the blessed, flexible beings who are not bent out of shape by some attitude that might shake up another. Because we are the masters, and we can do it. Today, I see you and every one of my students and every one of my friends and every one of my creation in my world in perfect balance, because I am in perfect balance. I see all in divine order, because I'm in divine order. I see all in shape, because I am in shape. How about that? Have a happy morning, and stay in shape, being yourself, and having fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.